From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 13th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media the much-anticipated Cairo Health Board decision on the fate of the Jason Watts hog farm was not rendered this week. Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit, Town Board members Dan Joyce and Mary Jo Cords were present for the meeting December the 11th, but without a promised letter from Cairo Town Health Officer Dr. Robert Schneider, they could not move forward with a decision. Watts said, and I quote, "That's convenient. It's okay. You guys dragged it on, put the name out there on the town's electronic sign boards. I love it because I got extra oil deliveries today," end quote. At issue is Watts' decision to place pig pens on land he rents on Mountain Avenue and the resulting accusations by neighbors that health risks were posed by the noxious odors and potential water contamination from the animals. If the town board decides the state looked deeply enough into the potential of a public health hazard, officials will adopt the state's finding and the investigation of the farm will be closed, Benoit said. However, if the board does not adopt the state findings, further investigation is warranted and the town will hire an independent mediator, he said. The farm will be discussed at the Cairo Town Health Board meeting at 7 p.m. on December 27th at Town Hall. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Madison Eisler is reporting for the Times Union. Agricultural groups in New York are urging Attorney General Eric Schneiderman to investigate the anticipated Bayer-Monsanto merger, saying it would hurt farmers and the state's agricultural industry. The German chemical company Bayer is planning to take over seed and weed killer giant Monsanto in a $66 million deal that will create one of the world's largest agricultural conglomerates. The acquisition will likely be completed early next year. The group say the merger would decrease competition in the seed and agrochemical markets, further concentrate power in an already consolidated market, and raise seed prices for farmers while simultaneously limiting their seed choices. They also worry that lack of competition would reduce innovation. Liz Baldwin, president of the Northeast Organic Dairy Producers Alliance, said, and I quote, "We have to realize that this is going to change the face of agriculture. Innovation is going to be stagnated from this. It is a very scary road to go down," end quote. Further consolidation of power is also detrimental to family-owned farms, which make up a big portion of New York's farms, Baldwin said. The group also warned the merger could result in higher prices and fewer options at the grocery store for consumers. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Residents of Mill Street in Hudson want their say about a proposed privately funded dog park slated to be built in Charles Williams Park in the city's second ward. During the Common Council informal meeting December the 11th, 4th Ward Supervisor-elect Linda Musman asked to read a letter signed by 9 Mill Street residents expressing concerns about the plan, including the possibility of dogs on the loose, strangers coming and going in the neighborhood, insufficient parking, noise, increased traffic, and the sanitary issues presented by a dog park. The group requested that a study be conducted to identify another location within the city that would be more accessible and less disruptive. The park would allow dogs from Hudson, with the supervision of their owners, to exercise and play off-leash in a fenced-in one-acre space. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton, a proponent of the park, estimates that residents have privately raised $14,000 on the project. Mayor-elect Rick Rector said this week he plans to work with Mill Street residents to discuss the project. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that on December 12th, State Assembly Republican Minority Leader Brian Kolb became the first Republican to formally announce a 2018 gubernatorial bid. Kolb of Canandaigua, Ontario County, was first elected to the Assembly in 2000. His voting record on headline-making policies are conservative. He voted against same-sex marriage legislation in 2011, has been a fierce critic of the SAFE Act gun control law, and has called the minimum wage increase and paid family leave program, and I quote, "two crushing mandates," end quote, for small businesses. Kolb did propose the elimination of the state personal income tax for lower brackets and the creation of a training wage lower than the state minimum wage for youth with no prior job experience. Kolb has undergone little scrutiny during his time in Albany. However, in 2004, a lawsuit centering on then-Speaker Sheldon Silver's handling of sexual harassment sought documents concerning complaints against Kolb and another member. Kolb told the Daily News this week, and I quote, "There's been rumors out there for years," end quote, "but," and I quote, "I've been a strong and ethical leader," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And finally, Leanne Attali is reporting for the Associated Press. Merriam-Webster's 2017 Word of the Year is feminism. The company's editor-at-large said lookups for feminism increased 70% over 2016 at Merriam-Webster.com and spiked several times after key events such as the Women's March on Washington and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Feminism has been in Merriam-Webster's annual top 10 for the last few years, including sharing Word of the Year honors in 2015 with socialism, fascism, racism, communism, capitalism, and terrorism. The roots of the word are in the Latin for woman and the word female, dating to 14th century England. The first dictionary reference to feminism was made by Noah Webster in 1891. Dictionary.com chose complicit as its word of the year in November. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers mainly between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. West to northwest winds are expected to gust up to 30 to 40 miles an hour through Wednesday afternoon, especially across high terrain. It will be partly sunny today with a temperature high near 26 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers between 9 p.m. and midnight, then a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 14. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 28 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 11. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 27 degrees. Friday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 15 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 7:16 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That'll give us 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, 36 seconds less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 13th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.